There's a very beautiful letter written by Srila Prabhupada to one of his disciples, Devananda Prabhu, in 1968. Prabhupada says, simply our prayer should be, my dear Krishna, please remind me to chant your holy name always. Please do not put me into state of forgetfulness. You are sitting within my heart as the Paramatma, and from you comes knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness. You can make me remember you, you can make me forget you. So please do not put me into forgetfulness. Please always remind me to chant. Even if you send me to hell, it doesn't matter, so long as I can chant Hare Krishna. So this mood which Prabhupada is saying, this letter is so much appealing, and it shows the sense of urgency and the importance of remembering Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita introduction, Prabhupada explains that in the Gita, Krishna says, always think of me. And then Lord Chaitanya Prabhu says, always chant the holy name. So there's no difference between the two. So one should take this chanting as the most serious part of one's daily routine. And one should always remember that there is danger at every step. Just a couple of days back, my mother, who was about 80 years old, she slipped in the home and there was a fracture in the bone and very painful situation. Because by the prayers of the devotees, she has gone through operation and she will, in a day or so, she will be walking again. Very grateful to all the devotees and request all of them to continue praying. But what I was thinking is that, of course, naturally we like to pray for those whom we know. But every day practically, there are so many people who are suffering. So many people who may be having such bone fractures. So many people suffering from cancer. So many people suffering from innumerable mental diseases. So every day we should spend few seconds or preferably minute or so praying to Lord that let my chanting be an offering to alleviate the suffering of all living beings. If one devotee chants the holy name sincerely, it affects the whole universe. When Dhruva Maharaj was performing tapasya, the whole universe was affected. So once Jayadvaita Maharaj was showing me one letter from Prabhupada, where one devotee asked Prabhupada, how can I increase preaching? So of course there are different answers Prabhupada has given. But in this instance, Prabhupada said, even one devotee chants the holy name sincerely, the whole city will be benefited, the preaching will get increased. So let us always meditate on this instruction of Prabhupada. I'll just repeat it, I will request you to repeat. My dear Lord, you are sitting within my heart as super soul. You can make me remember you or forget you. Please let me never forget you. Does not matter if you send me to hell. But please let me always chant Hare Krishna. Shri Hari Nam Prabhu Ki Jai. Now let us offer respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Who are just like desire, please you can fulfill the desires of everyone and are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpa taru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevach patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnavrindiki.